Coming to you from the Deep South, this is the Blue Collar Leadership Podcast. High impact leadership is not reserved for leaders, and it has nothing to do with your position, title, or rank. However, it does have everything to do with your character. It's time to climb to the next level and beyond, personally and professionally. Now, let's start making it happen with your host, Max Story.
How do we learn? 89% with our eyes, what we see, 10% with our ears, what we hear. The other 1% of learning comes from the other senses. That right there, folks, is a quote from John C. Maxwell. Wanted to open up today's podcast with that because it's the opening quote in this chapter. So chapter 24 is what we're talking about today from my 30-part series on my book, Who's Buying You? Until you sell yourself, you won't sell much. So chapter 24, the title is actually Understanding Sales. The subtitle, and it relates right there to that quote that I just shared a moment ago from John, squint with your ears, listen with your eyes. That's the subtitle. So I shared with you last time in the last episode on this series, and I know I'm interrupting the series with the Real People Getting Real Results episodes, so hope you're enjoying those, and really hope you get on the Blue Collar Leadership YouTube channel and watch them so you actually can see and feel the folks. And I've got some great people lined up to share throughout the rest of April and May and through the rest of the year. And I think this series is really making an impact, and it will as it continues to go on. But the last episode relative to this series, Who's Buying You Until You Sell Yourself, You Won't Sell Much, I talked about my doctor and my dentist, because those folks are salespeople too. And if you want to hear the word of mouth that your doctor and your dentist are getting, just go sit in a waiting room for about 10 minutes. You'll hear plenty. If wait times are short, you'll hear positive word of mouth in that waiting room. If wait times are long, you will hear negative word of mouth. Are they listening? And what I'm talking about is, are the doctors and the dentist listening? I ain't never seen the doctor and the dentist in the waiting room of any doctor or any dentist that I've ever been in. I don't know if they ever even go out there. Probably not. They're so busy in the back. And a lot of times they get delayed for a lot of different reasons, a lot of legitimate reasons. But how effective they and their team are at managing things and processes. And then also relative to the doctors and the dentists and the office managers, how well are they at leading people? So you got to manage things and processes, but you also got to lead people. How well and how effective and how efficiently they're doing these things, it's going to have a lot to do with what people are saying, the word of mouth they're getting, not only in the office, but most importantly, outside the office. But some doctors and dentists understand the value of building strong relationships and value their customers' time. Those offices are well managed and well led. Those are the ones I go to. And I shared with you last episode in this series about that in detail, so I ain't going to get into it here. But the ones I go to are phenomenal. There are usually not many people in the waiting room, and I usually don't have to wait very long unless I just get there early. But if I get there about 5 minutes before my appointment, usually within 5 minutes after the time I'm supposed to be there, I'm being called back. They're very well managed and very well led. A lot of people haven't been in a doctor's office like that. I'm telling you, out there, they're out there, but they're very hard to get into. Those are the ones you call and they tell you, well, we don't have any appointments until 3 months from now or 4 months from now. Something crazy like that. And you wonder why. That's because people who start going there keep going there. And there's a whole lot of people that want to go there. And they only have so much capacity. And those good ones, they got a great practice. But however, though, you know, these offices that I'm talking about that I go to, where they build strong relationships and they value their customers, and they're well managed and they're well led, they're also booked solid. Like I said, they don't have appointments for months. They get more referrals than they can process into their system. Their word of mouth is extremely positive. These doctors and dentists are sales pros because they know this right here. Understanding sales. The principles that these doctors and dentists apply, anybody can apply. If you're a professional salesperson, if you're not getting a lot of word of mouth referrals, a lot of repeat business, well, you need to get that mirror out and figure out why. Somebody in your industry is getting a lot of repeat business. And they're getting a lot of referrals, hopefully. If you're not, that's really a great opportunity for you to shine. But understanding sales, understanding the customer or potential customers. When you're interacting with a buyer, listen with your eyes if you truly want to seek to understand them and help them feel understood. Often they won't tell you what they're thinking, but they will show you what they're feeling, which is much more important since feelings and emotions drive behavior. That's why you got to squint with your ears, listen with your eyes. Remember, that's the subtitle of this chapter. I've seen salespeople totally crash and burn in the area of understanding their customers, clients, and potential customers and clients. Often they don't have an interest in understanding the buyer at all. Often that buyer has been me. And I guarantee you, you've been a buyer in your life, whether you're a professional salesperson or not. Anybody listening to this podcast, regardless of their job or regardless of their age, who is an adult, who's actually been out making purchases, they know everything I'm saying in this book is true. But the book's intended to help the professional salesperson slow down, look in the mirror, and understand this stuff that I'm talking to you about, these principles. But often salespeople don't have any interest in understanding the buyer. Amateur salespeople focus on being understood by the buyer. These amateurs think the key to selling is to get the buyer to understand them. And I mentioned that in the previous episode too. One of the hard things that I have to do and I have to work on when I meet new clients is really seeking to understand them, most importantly, helping them feel understood. Because what I teach is principles. I know it applies to everybody. I know how it applies to everybody. I know why it applies to everybody. I know what they need without ever meeting them. But until they feel understood by me, they don't care about that. So I have to slow down to go fast. If I try to go fast, I'm going to end up going slow or not even getting the business at all. And I ain't really worried about the business. I'm worried about helping somebody, helping these teams that Rhea and I speak to all over the country. So I ain't trying to really make a sale just to get the money. The money's a byproduct of what I want to do, which is help people live a better life at work and at home. But until the buyer feels understood, they have zero interest in listening to the salesperson. If I don't think you understand my needs, why would I want to listen to your solution or buy your product or service? You can't provide a solution if you don't understand the problem. And you can't build a relationship and help a potential customer feel understood if you're trying to focus on yourself and your product and your service before they feel understood. Once they feel understood, they're happy to listen. So I want to share a story that I share in chapter 24 in the book. So several years back, I received a message from a friend. It's been 10 years, maybe longer than that. Been a while back. At least 10 years, maybe 12 or 14, somewhere in there. But several years back, I received a message, text message, I'm sure, from a friend. He wanted me to get on a call with him. And this guy had started selling various types of health supplements. And knew that I was into fitness. So he thought I might have an interest. And so at that time, I mean, I was going to the gym. Same gym he was at. He was an instructor in some different areas within the gym. But Rhea and I were mountain biking pretty heavily. We raced mountain bikes between during the 2011 and 2012 season. We rode mountain bikes, you know, off-road bicycles, what I'm talking about. Not talking about a motorcycle. I was the motor and Rhea was the motor. But we rode 2,000 or 3,000 miles just training every year. And 2,000 or 3,000 miles through the woods ain't the same as 2,000 or 3,000 miles on the road. You got to, mountain biking is a completely different sport than road biking. It ain't quite so easy to ride 2,000 or 3,000 miles through the woods, up and down hills and rocks and roots and all that, you know, all that kind of stuff, drop offs and just a ton of things versus just, you know, pedaling down the road. It's hard to pedal down the road for long, long distances. But if you go ride 10, 15 miles on the road versus 10, 15 miles of trails, you done two completely different things. Much more physically demanding in the woods. But anyway, he knew that Rhea and I did all that. So he planned a conference call with me and he had a so-called sales pro mentor. This guy, again, the guy that reached out to me, he was just starting to sell different types of health supplements. So he had somebody who was a seasoned veteran, so to speak, a sales pro for that product. And the pro was actually going to do the selling since my friend was new to the program. My friend's mission was listen and learn the script. You remember me talking about don't be a sales puppet. So he had already been given the script. Now he was going to get to watch a sales pro model the script. And what you're about to get is a lesson why that doesn't work. And I've talked to you about that. That's why you don't want to follow the sales script. But a lot of sales managers, that's exactly what they want their salespeople to do. Follow the script. So my friend obviously knew me, but the person he was going to show him how to sell to me was a stranger to me. I didn't know that person. I'd never met that person. That person didn't know me. That person ain't never met me. Now, he knew all about his products. That's a good thing. But he didn't know nothing about me. So once we were all connected, and I'll tell you, the only reason I did this, at that time I was consulting. And on Fridays, every other week on Friday, I was driving home from Texas. Every other week I worked in Texas for 4 years. So every other week on Sunday, I'd leave for Texas. And then Friday, I'd drive back home. The next week, I'd have to drive an hour or so somewhere in Alabama where I lived at the time to do my consulting that week. But every other week was a 10-hour drive from Auburn, Alabama, out toward close to Dallas, Texas. So that's the only reason. I knew I had a lot of time driving. I scheduled that call. I said, yeah, man, I'll help you out. I'm just trying to help him out, right? And I didn't know if I wanted a product or not. Maybe. I had no idea. But mainly I was trying to help him as a friend. He was trying to get somebody on a call so he could learn and all that sort of stuff. So I had time. It was cool. Normally, I wouldn't do that. I ain't going through all that little scheme right there. But I was trying to help my buddy from the gym out. So once, remember, his sales pro, his mentor in his new endeavor didn't know me. Once we were all connected, though, my friend handed the conversation off to the sales pro. And I'm using the term loosely here. You with me? I'm going to call him a sales pro, but he wasn't no sales pro. But he was pretending to be because my buddy was the new guy. My buddy didn't know nothing about selling. So this so-called sales pro with all the experience was going to model it for him. So the pro did what, he's really an amateur sales guy, right? This guy who's about to show him what's going on. I'm being sarcastic calling him a sales pro. No matter how long he's been doing it, he was an amateur. But to my friend, he was the sales pro. He was setting the example and modeling. So this sales pro, who's really a sales amateur, did what amateur salespeople do when they get an opportunity to sell. He immediately began selling. I'm talking about no connecting, no seeking to understand, no nothing. He went right into the script, and it was so obvious. He done it many times, and he was not deviating from that script. The boy was on it. You with me? So I'm just driving along, and I'm just listening. So his first attempt was a total flop. They had multiple products, so he had a backup plan. He had a backup script. That's part of the script. Can't sell one thing, sell something else. But his first attempt was a total flop. And I love sharing about this story with this guy because it's such a great example of amateur salespeople. But he started with his script immediately. Somehow, never having met me, and without asking me any questions, he thought I needed his amazing weight loss product. And he was going to sell it to me. You with me? He had a great weight loss product. He knew I needed it, and he was going to sell it to me. That was his mission. And he had somebody watching in the background, listening, I should say, my friend. So he had the pressure on him, right? He's showing him how to do it. Since he wouldn't take a breath, and I didn't want to be rude, I just let him go on and on and on. I was halfway through my 10-hour drive home, so I had plenty of time. Follow the script, and you will be a success. Was ringing in my ears as I listened and listened and listened and listened. This so-called sales pro wasn't the Energizer bunny. He was the Energizer sales puppet. The man was following the script, and you wasn't going to do anything to get him off of it. And he didn't ever take a breath and give me an opportunity to talk. He didn't want me to mess up his script. He was following the script. He probably was reading it. You know, when you're talking to people, they can be reading the script. And you can tell a lot of times when people are. So after about 30 minutes, he finally ran out of the sales script, and he asked me, "Listen, check this out. After 30 minutes, I ain't joking. After 30 minutes of this man talking to me, he ran out of sales script and asked, what do you think? Are you interested? It'll really help you lose weight." My first comments to him while he caught his breath, he's about out of breath, this guy. So my first comments to him while he caught his breath, probably got him a drink of water, were this right here. I said, "Well, sir, I actually race mountain bikes, the kind you pedal with your legs. I ride and race nearly 3,000 miles off-road each year. I weigh less than 155 pounds. I think I'll pass on that weight loss product." It's crazy. That guy talked for 30 minutes about something I had zero desire in having. Zero. I didn't need it. I didn't want it. This sales amateur who thinks he's a sales pro following the script, he didn't have a clue. He just wasted 30 minutes of his time, 30 minutes of my friend's time, and provided me with some cheap entertainment on my 10-hour drive back. So check this one out. This is the way it went right after I said that. As any highly trained sales puppet would do, this sales amateur, thinking he's a sales pro, he didn't skip a beat or waste a moment seeking to understand. He jumped straight to the script for the next product he knew I needed. You already know the answer to this one. He knew I needed it. You think I needed it? This time, I got to listen for 30 minutes about an energy supplement that would be a healthy replacement for the coffee I drank in the morning and would give me energy all day long. That's what I got. That was my next 30 minutes of listening as I was driving along from Texas back to Alabama. Then just like the first time, finally he ran out of script. He finally ran out of the sales script for that other product. Took himself a breath. He asked me a question. What do you think? Are you interested? It's better for you than coffee. Then it was my turn. So I replied, that sounds great, but I don't drink coffee. And I have more energy than I know what to do with. If you know me personally, you know that. I didn't tell him that. I'm telling you that as a listener. Some of you that listen know me personally. So this is what I said, though. I'm going to get back to it. So I ain't messing it up with what I'm telling you now. He wanted to know, what do you think? Are you interested? It's better for you than coffee. I replied, that sounds great, but I don't drink coffee. And I have more energy than I know what to do with. I actually need something to slow me down at times. I appreciate your time, sir, but I'm out of time. Then I ended the call. That's about all the help my buddy was going to get was me listening to that guy for 1 hour talk about something that I absolutely didn't need or want. This guy, he obviously couldn't listen with his eyes since we were on a call. If so, he would have known I didn't need a weight loss product. If he could have seen me, he would at least have known that. I mean, if he could have seen me, hopefully he would have noticed that I actually had something to say during this 30-minute script session that he was going through. You know, if he could see me, he might could tell I really got something to say. But he couldn't see me. Because he's a sales amateur, he never paused, took a breath. He didn't seek to understand before being understood. He just wanted to be understood. And the thing is, he had some great products that I may have been interested in. But he never told me about those. Because he was busy telling me about what he wanted to sell me. What's interesting, though, is I bought some of the very same products he could have sold me if he would have thought about first seeking to understand me before he wanted me to understand him. I bought some later from someone else who was selling those same health supplements. The difference was that person asked me a few questions before they started selling. The other guy was trying to tell me something. The second person tried to sell me something. It's a big difference. So let me talk about the three seller beware points at the end of this chapter, like I do every other chapter. Seller beware point number one, seeking first to understand will position you to sell. Understanding sales. Seller beware point number two, focus on the buyer. Focus on their needs. Seller beware, point number three, understand the buyer's problem so you can provide a solution. Problem-solving sales. So I hope you enjoyed today's episode. It's, you know, if you haven't been listening to my other episodes, the whole point behind this sales book is to help anybody who's reading it or listening to this series learn how to increase your influence with those who may potentially buy your product or service. I just told you a great story. The guy that I talked to who didn't listen to me whatsoever, he was actually sharp. But all of his efforts were pointed in the wrong direction. Kind of like if I'm out deer hunting and I spot a big buck and I got the right rifle and I got the right scope and I got it precisely set for the exact distance that deer is at. if I turn around and point it in the opposite direction of where the deer is standing, I'm probably going to miss. That's about how simple it is. That's what that guy did that day. He missed because he was pointing himself in the wrong direction. But see, he thought he knew. What he did was he looked like an idiot in front of my friend. I guarantee you my friend was sitting back there, probably had his phone on mute, probably shaking his head, thinking, this guy is an idiot. Even though my friend was new to sales, he wasn't new to understanding people. Hopefully, I know I talked to him later. I said, and gave him some tips on what he still could have learned from that lesson, from that sales amateur that thought he was a sales pro. That guy taught him exactly what not to do. He taught him exactly what not to do while he was trying to train him on what to do. Kind of dumb, ain't it? A lot of leaders do that too. If you follow me for leadership development, you'll understand these principles, they apply everywhere. There's a lot of bad leaders out there. They're modeling exactly what not to do. But if you're sharp, you're going to learn what not to do, and you're not going to do what they're teaching you to do. And if you have to, you're going to leave and find you another job in a better company with a better leader. And then you're going to take those lessons you learned, the ones what not to do, you're going to make sure you don't do those things, and you're going to be reading, studying, listening to podcasts, watching videos, whatever you got to do, reading books. And by the way, go check out bluecollarleadership.com/download. You can preview about 5 chapters worth of content from most all of my books, and there's a button there to preview content from Rhea's book. Check out bluecollarleadership.com YouTube channel. The bluecollarleadership.com YouTube channel. I shouldn't be saying .com. I'm thinking about the website. Check out the website. But for the YouTube channel, youtube.com/@ Blue Collar Leadership. Check out the Real People Getting Real Results video series. And you can listen to them here. They come out on Fridays at noon Eastern time. Hope you enjoyed today's lesson. Talk to you next time.
Make it happen or someone else will. It might as well be you. Are you serious about taking your career and your life to the next level and beyond? Check out Max Story's Blue Collar Leadership Series books and others, now available on audio, along with paperback and ebooks, at Amazon, iTunes, and Audible. Please visit bluecollarleadership.com to learn about Max's books, programs, special offers, certifications, and more. Thank you for listening to the Blue Collar Leadership Podcast.